Bob.
Yes, Fred.
You read Alsop's column?
Yes, I did.
That's about two that he's written along these lines.
Yeah.
Is there any justification for this stuff, this line he's taking on the B-52?
None at all on the B-52s, Mr. President. Obviously, Dean and I have made efforts to stop talk inside our departments, and I suppose it's spilling over at the middle echelon somewhat. That's what he's basically referring to. But on the B-52s, none. My God, we've been shoveling it out. Everybody that had any information on it.
What is our problem there with that? Did they misrepresent things to begin with, or did?
B-52s?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think that the problem was that it's an awesome weapon, the nuclear strike force, and in this particular case, it was used to do a rather pedestrian job, and it's awfully hard to prove how much we did do of it. But I went over the cables again last night, and I think the newspaper reports or the information we passed out to the press were quite accurate. Various people in various places had reasons to make it appear the operation was a failure. Some of it came out of Washington, some out of Saigon. But I don't think it was misrepresented. I think Alsop is just an absolute nut on his right to talk to anybody he chooses. The government get from them anything that they know, regardless of whether it's classified or contradictory to the president's policy or anything else. And at various times in the past when we've clamped down, he's just absolutely blown up. We clamped down in 1962, I guess it was, and particularly in the Defense Department, and he got so incensed about it, he wrote a long personal letter to President Kennedy on the subject, berating us here and the president, as a matter of fact, for allowing it to be done. And that's just him.
Now, if you've done that, that's the most encouraging thing I've seen.
Well, we've clamped down. I don't mean to say that I've dried up the holes in the sieve, but not much is getting out of here, Mr. President. And I've talked to the chiefs and the secretaries about it and said that they passed the word down. And I think we've dried up an awful lot of sources. And that's really what he's complaining about. As a matter of fact, the press in the building over here will tell you the same thing, that they can't approach sources that they could previously. And furthermore, the people in the building are behaving more responsibly. This came to my attention two or three days ago because one of the members of the press was comparing today with 4 years ago. He was saying that his sources had just dried up. He said, for example, there was a very famous leak in 1961 of a top secret letter that Dean Rusk wrote to me in which he was discussing his views on nuclear war and so on. And it was, in effect, contrary to the Air Force line. About two or three days after I got it, it appeared in the press, the Evening Star, under the byline of Dick Fricklin and somebody else, the State Department counterpart of Fricklin. So I started an investigation. I finally tracked down a general officer in the Air Force who I thought had leaked it, so we put him out of here. I never could prove that he leaked it because the evidence was only circumstantial, but just three or four days ago, this reporter saying that his sources today had dried up. He said, for example, 4 years ago, when that letter was released to the press, it was released by this general officer, and the reporter said, on the specific orders of General White, who was then chief of the Air Staff. Now, no chief today will do anything like that, nor will any of his key officers. Further down the line, maybe, but not at the top. So we have made some progress, and that's really what all subscribing about.
Okay, I just keep it as tight as I could. I see he talks to NHTSA. He's talked to me a good many times about NHTSA.
Has he? I haven't seen it on
him. Yeah, he's
reporting.
Yeah, he sees NHTSA. NHTSA is one of his real boys, like Roland Evans. He's produced him. He tried to get me to employ NHTSA several years ago when I was in the Senate. And I think if I were you and had a good chance, I'd tell NHTSA that... you might just tell your friend Alsop that this B-52 thing, we got our cables and we put it out, and the president's got nothing to do with this. He had nothing to do with it. He knew about the raid and it was made, but from there on, that's been a matter for the department.
I'll do that. I haven't noticed Nitsi seeing Alsop on any of these reports. Maybe he's not reporting it. I see Alsop periodically. I didn't see him at all for about 6 months, but about 2 months ago, I began to see him again because he was making so damn much fuss about me not seeing him. but I'll check with him and find out what's going on.
Okay.
Bye.